Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. 418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
I'll tell the people that, no?
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, everyone, to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio's Thursday night edition. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We love you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your very presence, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for being with us, for being within us, in the midst of us, hallelujah, and moving by your spirit, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We can do anything without you, Lord. Apart from you, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. And with you, all things are possible. So we give you praise. We give you glory. We say, Lord God, move by your spirit tonight, Lord. Touch each and every one of us in our households, wherever we are right now. Touch us all, Lord God, by your spirit. Hallelujah. And just open us up to your word. Hallelujah. In a new way that we have not seen before. Give us an awesome revelation tonight as we hear your word. Amen. So not only will we hear it, but we'll walk in it. We'll do it, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, welcome again. We are now on our fourth part, Spiritual Warfare Boot Camp. And I'm telling you, I have had to use what I've learned. Glory to God, I have had to use what I learned, you know, standing on the word of God, decreeing and declaring the word of God. Hallelujah. Things have been going on with me. I went to the emergency room on Tuesday, and, you know, I thank God that, you know, he woke me up that morning, early in the morning, and had me to realize that, I had been going through some kind of allergic reaction with hives. And if you know anything about that, if the hives go to a certain place, you don't want it to go there, okay? Because they just do interesting things in a person's body. And they have been doing things in my joints, those hives. And so anyway, when the Lord woke me up for something in the morning on Tuesday, he let me realize that there was a hive in my temple on my head, and that my head was swollen. And so he said, now, you're not in a big hurry. He was very calming and everything. He said, but just, you know, of course, spoke the word over it and told it what it couldn't do. It had to cease and desist, you know, could not go into any part of my brain and cause any havoc in there. You know, the blood of Jesus is against it. And he said, no, you know, we're not in a big hurry, but you need to begin to get up and go to the emergency room. And so, you know, that's what I did. And it was just awesome how everything came together. You know, some of you know that I'm one of the caregivers for my mom, and I do it certain days. And anyway, Pastor Catherine came over early, and then my brother, Pastor Mark, came over and took me to the hospital. And so I'm telling you, I'm just saying it like this. I give medicine no glory. I give God all the glory. By even that day, the swelling was gone down in my head. Hallelujah. And I was feeling better, like really better, by Wednesday. And I looked at that and I said, you know what? Medicine don't work this fast. So, you know, I have to give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. But I tell you, I know that this is at the right time, at the right place, this spiritual warfare boot camp that we need to be stoked up, hallelujah, reminded of how this is spiritual warfare, and be able to stand flat-footed and do it, hallelujah. Enter into the spiritual warfare, giving God all the praise as he tears down the enemy's kingdom in front of us, amen. So, hallelujah. So we're going to get to Pastor Price today, and we thank you, Pastor Price, even in advance before you say anything tonight. I know that God has just given you that the right thing for us tonight, a tailor-made word for each and every one of us tonight in the name of Jesus. And so without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all Pastor Helen Price, of the senior pastor of Memphis Covenant Faith Church in Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome, Pastor.
God bless you, Apostle Kizzy. I praise God for you and for the introduction. I thank God again for the Lord touching your heart to invite me to do this boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare. I want to thank God for your healing, your health, and your wholeness, for God bringing you through this victoriously. Because I thank God that When we've been doing the weapons of our warfare, we've gone over these in times past. And one of the things we learned that when a soldier goes into the American Army or even into the Marines, they're always given a battle buddy. They're always given a battle buddy. And one of the weapons of our warfare is that God has given us the prayer of agreement to become battle buddies.
Yes.
And as the old people used to say, sometimes we got a double team upon the enemy. So we know that you have stood with us so many times and things that have come our way and been an excellent, by the Spirit of God, excellent battle buddy with us and with me and with so many that are probably on this line. And then we thank God that we could stand with you when the enemy would come and try to come against against you. And we thank God for bringing you through this victoriously. And we give glory and honor and praise for that, because we're truly in the army of the Lord, and we can stand. And so I thank God for you doing better and feeling better. I give glory to God. And even being on the program tonight, I thank God for that, and I give him glory. And so, again, I just want to thank you. Thank you for all that you do. Glory to God. I have to say that because sometimes I've tried to, when you've asked me to kind of do some things for you, I said, wow. I said, she's blessed by God. I thank God and anointed to do what God has called her to do. So I love you, Apostle Kizzy, and thank God for what God is doing and has it doing and going to do in your life. Glory to God. And then also I want to give a special shout-out, as always, every single week. I want to give a special shout-out to our mom, with much love to mom, Pastor Mom. I don't know if you're asleep tonight, but I just want to give a shout-out to you and say, hi, Pastor Mom. I love you, Pastor Mom, and I thank God for you, and I give glory and honor to God for you. And then I give glory and honor to the Lord for all of those of you who are on the line tonight, every single one of you in your respective places, to Pastor Catherine and all of the precious saints who are online and ministers and ministries that are on the line tonight, even those who will later on listen to this particular broadcast, whether it be soon or whether it be in the future, if Jesus tarries to come. We just want to thank God for you being here, and we give honor and glory and thanks to God even now for you being on this broadcast tonight. Glory to God. And then above everything else, I want to give honor and glory to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is truly the great head of the church and the great head of my life, and I honor him and reverence him. He's our bridegroom king. We are the body of Christ. We're the bride of Jesus Christ. We've been married unto him. We say, I do to him. Glory to God. We say, I do to our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And then the word of God, and we think of marriage in a different kind of a way, but God thinks of it as oneness. So I give glory to you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for who you are in my life and in each one of our lives today. Glory to God. And I just thank God for you, Jesus. I thank you. And I thank you, Lord God, for all of your blessings. Precious Holy Spirit, have your way today. Move through us today, in us, through us. And you know who's listening, both now and those who will listen in the future. And even as Apostle prayed, Lord God, we're looking to you. Our eyes are upon you. And we're looking to you to speak to us, through us. I'm looking to you, Lord God, to speak through me, that I may be yielded to you, that it may come forth with clarity, with accuracy, with simplicity, and with a good understanding, and that your word will go forth this night unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over us and over this service and over this time. We plead the name of Jesus, which is the name that's above every single name, that at your name, Lord Jesus, every knee should bow of things in the heaven and the earth and under the earth. We pray the canopy of your glory, Lord God, over this time, Lord God, against any outside forces of any kind or any hindrances. And then, Lord God, we use the authority that you've given to us as believers. For you said whatever we bind on earth would be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth would be loosed in heaven. One translation of that verse says, whatever we allow, you'll allow. Whatever we don't allow, you won't allow. And so in the name of Jesus, we bind, we rebuke, we forbid, we arrest, and charge and command to become subject to the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, anything that would try to hinder in this service tonight. In the not only now, but for those who will listen to this in the future, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we give you praise. We love you, we honor you, and reverence you in Jesus' name. Glory to God. We want to thank God for this fourth week. Glory to God for this fourth week on this Good and Radio broadcast. We thank God for the fourth week, glory to God, of this boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare. We're going into part four tonight. And before I do, I always like to give a quick review. I'm watching my time. I try not to keep you too long. And we're going to give a quick review for those who may not have been on there or for those who just, because repetition is important. Faith comes by not having heard. I'll say that again another time during the service tonight. But faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing on a continual basis. So we'll give a quick review. The bottom line of this basic training is so that we as believers in Jesus Christ may realize that at the very moment we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, our Lord, and our God, the moment that we're born again and saved, we become enlisted as soldiers in the army of the Lord, whether we want to or not, whether we're aware of it or not. Also that there is a war going on. God wants us to be made aware that there is a war going on and that the Lord our God wants us to stand victoriously as good soldiers in Jesus Christ. Now, our key scripture for this basic training in spiritual warfare is 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4. I pray that you really learn that. 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4. It establishes the Bible fact that the moment we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, Lord, and God, the moment that we're saved and born again, we're enlisted by God into his army. 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4 says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." The Amplified Bible says, "Take with me your share of hardship, passing through the difficulties which you're called to endure, like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." If you're in Jesus Christ, God has chosen you to be a soldier. In the New King James Version, it says, "No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier." God enlists us as a soldier in his army, and we're called to endure. That word endure, listen very carefully. Again, that word endure means to persevere, to keep on keeping on. One of my friends, she wrote me, she said she was hit with some news. I mean, it was just some devastating news at first to her. And she had to process that thing by the Holy Ghost and let God minister to her. And then she said, the song came to, "I feel like going on." I love that song. When I've gone through some things or I'm going through, God will let that song come up. "I feel like going on." And some of you today, God is giving you that "feel like going on" spirit. So the word endure means to persevere, to keep on keeping on. We're called to be a good soldier who keeps on keeping on and perseveres even in the face of hardships, which are temptations, tests, and trials. And we're not called to do it on our own, because the word of God says in 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 7 that no soldier goes to warfare at his own expense. God is the one who says, "I'm with you. I'll not leave you. I'll not forsake you. I'll go before you. I'll be your rear reward. I'll go behind you." He's with us, before us, and after us. That's the God that we serve. So God wants us to be trained. This whole boot camp on spiritual warfare is that God wants us to be trained to become good soldiers of the Lord. And basic training, remember again, in the armed forces of the United States, soldiers must be trained. They have to be trained to become familiar with who their commander-in-chief is, who are the officers, the enlisted ranks, to memorize the general orders, the soldier's creed, the code of conduct, and soldier's code. Remember again, they must be trained in who they are now that they are soldiers. They must be trained in their weapons, and that's what we're going to be going over, the weapons of our warfare tonight. In the Army, again, remember that the M-16A2 rifle, that's one that they must, I love the videos. If you ever get a chance, go on YouTube and look on YouTube where people who are getting ready for basic training are trained to go and take that M-16A2 rifle and take it apart, clean it, and put it back together again. So they must know how to do this. Even before they go into basic training, they must know how, because I often use a reference from my lovely and beautiful niece. Her name is Stacy, and she was not only was she one of the sergeants in the Army, but she was also a recruiter and a retainer of those who came. She would actually train soldiers when she became a recruiter so that they would be able to be retained. So she would train them, and she said if she had 3 months, 3 months to train a recruit before he got into basic training, how to use his weapons, to get his stamina up, to get him trained to be able to go in there, that he could make it. He would make it in basic training when he got in the Army. But if, sometimes if she only had a month for you to work with a soldier, if it's just a month time, sometimes they would not make it, and they would have to be recycled. They would have to be recycled. And in the Army of the Lord, God wants us to be trained. Now, I got trained about 40 years ago in spiritual warfare. It was not enough for that one time. I got trained about 40 years ago. And then I began to face some things in my life. And these messages are a result of God saying, you need more than just 40 years and then come back and be trained in spiritual warfare. So this is what this is all about, is being able to have us to be trained so that we don't have to be recycled. Glory to God. So that soldier must learn what is the dress code. He must learn how to be dressed properly, what to put off and what to put on. That's what we'll be talking about next week in the full armor of God. But not only do we put on the full armor of God, but there are several things the Word of God says we have to put off. Glory to God. Then we must, then the soldier had to learn, they must learn the three R's. My niece Stacy said that this is very important, that you have to learn the three R's, to be in the right place at the right time in the right uniform. Glory to God. So we have to be trained to be in the right place at the right time and dress properly. In our boot camp, basic training, warfare that we've been doing here on Get 'Em Radio, God in the Midst of Radio, glory to God, with our host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy, is that God wants us to be on ready. Apostle Kizzy told us, we've heard her say this over and over again, that we need to be on ready. In the in-between times, in the good times, in the bad times, we've got to be on ready. And that's something, you know, sometimes there we used to listen. We do listen to T.D. Jakes say, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. And then I want you to put this in your spirit. And God wants us to put this in our spirits. Be on ready. Be on ready. Be on ready. Be sober. Be vigilant. Watch and pray. Realizing that we're in a warfare with an enemy who is organized in ranks and has great wrath, the Word of God says in Revelation 12:12. However, we have learned that we have a great commander in chief, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, the Lord of hosts, strong and mighty in battle, who is with us. And who is greater than us than any enemy. He has given us delegated authority and power along with our weapons of our warfare and a full armor to put on. So I want to welcome you to this fourth week of this Bible boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare. Again, as we go on, this in this boot camp and in this Bible training, another thing that is so important is that God does not want us to be in la-la land. Oblivious that there's a war going on. There are times when there's intensity of things going on in my life. I mean, challenges and temptations, tests and trials that are going on in my life. And I must be alert. But there have been times that I've sat back and saw myself in la-la land and got captured up into something that I didn't even know I was going to get captured up into. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm going to stop for a few seconds as I'm doing it because I'm perceiving something in the spirit. Yes, I know you may be a person that is in the Lord, but at least ask the Lord to help you during this time, to listen during this time. There may be something that God will have to say to your spirit that you can be able to receive it, to receive it. Don't block it out. I'm sensing there's something in the spirit. I'm sensing in the spirit. I rebuke everything that is not of God that would hinder us from receiving what God has for us tonight. The blood of Jesus is prevailing against it. The name of Jesus is prevailing against it. One of the things that I've learned in my life, the Word of God says, a wise man. See, a wise man and a wise woman will hear and will increase in learning. I know that sometimes we say, I heard that already, and I've already heard that. But God said, listen up. Listen up. He would say to his disciples, again I say unto you, again I say unto you. I think he used the word again about 1,500 and something times. Again, I say unto you. So he would repeat things over because repetition is important for our faith. So as we continue on, the blood of Jesus is prevailing against us. The name of Jesus is prevailing against us. The word of God is prevailing against us. In Jesus' name, I pray the canopy, Lord God, of your glory as a defense and protection against whatever this is in the name of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against in this service shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise in judgment, it shall be declared to be in the wrong. Lord Jesus, strong and mighty in battle, Lord of hosts, I ask you, Lord God, that you would work in our midst tonight in the name of Jesus Christ against every hindering force, against every hindering spirit, against every spirit of pride, haughtiness, arrogance, superiority-mindedness, every spirit that would try to raise his head tonight, Lord God, that you would work in the midst of it in the name of Jesus. And I cast every care upon you, Lord God. I give it unto you, Lord God. And so I continue on just a little bit more in the name of Jesus Christ. So this boot camp and basic training and spiritual warfare is so important, again, because God doesn't want us in la-la land. He wants us to not be oblivious that there is a war going on. He wants us to be aware of the warfare so that we as believers in Christ Jesus will be able to stand and be victorious in him. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 and 6 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war. Again, here he's talking about a war. We do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We must know and understand, listen up, that the biggest battle is between our ears. That is why we are told to cast down imaginations. Every day there are thoughts that will come to our mind. And when it does, the Lord says, you tell that thought. That's not my thought. I said, I'm not going to think on these things. I heard Minister Rachel say yesterday that we're to think on, and that's what the Word of God says, that we're to think on those things that are true, lovely, just, honest, pure. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And so when we begin to think, our mind is not to be the devil's workshop. When people come tell us and say, well, you know, the devil said to me this, or the devil, well, what you should say, if you know the devil was telling you that, then you said, that's not my thought. I cast that vain imagination down. Hallelujah. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we must know and always remember that our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And then, beloved saints of God, we're told what to fight and who to fight. In 1 Timothy 6:12, it says we're told to fight the good fight of faith. We're told to fight the good fight of faith. And then we must know, oh, precious saints of God, who our warfare is with. There is not with our husband or our wife or our spouse, our mate, our dog. It's not with our cat, even though sometimes the enemy tries to get on their dog, a person's dog and cat, and you can see it. You say, that's a demonic spirit. I rebuke you from off my dog. I rebuke you from off my cat in the name of Jesus. It's, our warfare is not with our dog or cat, our sister, our brother, our children, our parents, our neighbor, our friend, our employer, our co-worker, our classmates, our teacher, et cetera. It's not with them. Remember that we have an enemy of our soul who is organized into ranks and has great wrath towards the saints of God. Remember again, Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Again, remember that Revelation 12:12 says in part that the devil has come down unto you, having a great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Then James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil. What are we called to do? God said we're to call to be resistors. We're to enforce God's word in our lives. He said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. In 1 Peter 5:8, and this is again about being on ready, he says, be sober-minded and alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. And those of you who are intercessors in the spirit, if you can listen and intercede, but Battle Buddies, join me in prayer tonight. I'm sensing something as I'm ministering, and I'm discerning spirit. So those of you who pray in the spirit, if you can listen and still pray, pray. Glory to God. So that, because we know that there's power in united prayer. Then the word of God says in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober-minded and alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he, someone to devour. He's seeking. He can't devour everybody, but he's seeking someone. The word of God says resist him, standing firm in your faith and in the knowledge, and in this knowledge that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same times of suffering. Oh, whoever praying now, I felt it lifted. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Battle Buddies. Thank you, Battle Buddies. I saw that thing lift up off of it. Glory to God. Again, we do not fear because we remember who our commander in chief is, who is Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He's the great head of the church, the captain of our salvation, and the captain of our faith. We don't have to fear the enemy because God says, I am with you. He said, remember what my name is, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. That means God is with us. 1 John 4:4 says, you're of God, little children, and I won't overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Romans 8:37 says, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Oh, I'm thanking God for my Battle Buddies. Thank you. That thing is lifted. Hallelujah. Now, today, we're studying 10 of the weapons of our warfare. I pray that you will not just listen to this message and not go over and not just continue in the future to go over it again and again. For those who are serious about becoming truly good soldiers, who will endure, that is ones who will keep on keeping on, ones who will endure through the hard times of life, that is through temptations, tests, and trials, we must know and understand that repetition is so important and vitally connected to our faith. Romans 10:17 says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. This hearing must be on a continual basis. You're going to have to go back. If you don't, you know, if you're one that you say, I don't want to listen to Helen Price. Well, get it down in your spirit and mark them down. Get what the 10 are, then go back and study those things on your own. Study them. Get them down in your spirit, these weapons of our warfare. Glory to God. Because in the word of God, the word of God says, and it says that the word, again, I said that before, it's used 1,504 times in the Bible. Jesus was saying, again, I say unto you, and again, I say unto you, two of you shall agree on earth as such. Again, I say unto you, he would do repetition because he knew that it would build the faith of the disciples and the people that heard it. So God wants us to become proficient in the use of these weapons of our warfare. He wants us to be proficient. James 1 verse 22 says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Now you can hear this word and walk away from it and say, well, you know, I heard it, you know, but God wants us to be doers of his word. In the United States military and the different branches of the armed forces, there are four levels of marksmanship. Now, in other countries, there are more than four levels. And even in some of the armed forces, there are more than levels. But we're going to look at four very quickly as we get into these weapons. We're going to look at four levels of marksmanship because proficiency counts in the military and also in our use of the weapons of our warfare. Proficiency counts. And, you know, I was looking at ones that go to the range, and they go to the shooting range because many people are now, as they call it, packing. They got weapons. They want to know how to use that weapon, how to clean that weapon, what to do with the weapon that they have, even how to be able, even when they take it home, they have to be mindful of what they do with their weapon. And then when they're out there on that field and they're shooting in order to become qualified, in order to be able to shoot properly. So there, but in the military, there are four levels of marksmanship. The first one is unqualified, an unqualified marksman. The second is a marksman. The third is a sharpshooter that can also be a sniper. The fourth is an expert who can also be a sniper. Then they've got a couple of more I've heard is master, a master, and then the maximum possible. They're ones who reach what they call the maximum possible. So in the unqualified, those that particular unqualified is someone who cannot, let me say that again,
unqualified is those who shoot less than 160 rounds correctly. If they can't shoot within a certain parameter, certain yardage and how many yards they are from that, and if they can't do 160 rounds correctly, they're said to be unqualified. Then a marksman is one that can shoot 160 correctly. 160. Now, there are other parameters for sharp marksmen, but this is one of the ones that they put out at 160. A sharpshooter can shoot 200 plus rounds correctly, hitting that mark. The expert is one who can shoot 215, over 215 rounds correctly. They're called experts. That's why sharpshooters and experts are many also sometimes called snipers and used as snipers in special cases where they need snipers to come in. I was looking today as they came in on a program. They're starting a new Survivor on TV. And in this Survivor, there was one guy who just looked at what they were doing in order to complete the task. And it was the guy was way up, and they had to complete a certain task. And he said this. He hollered up at him. He said, look, this is what you do. And he told them exactly how to be able. And my daughter George said, oh, we got to watch him because he knows what he's doing. See, there are ones who in the body of Christ, when we come in, we don't even, many, that's why I said La La Land, many don't even know that there's a war going on. Some don't even know. They know that we ought to use the weapons of our warfare, but many times they're looking at people, their spouse. They're looking at brothers, sisters, at friends, at neighbors. And don't realize that there's an enemy who's organized into ranks that we're to use resist him steadfast in the faith with the weapons of the warfare that God has given us. He said our weapons are not fleshly and carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. So what does he have us to do? He has us to be able to learn. And I'm telling you, that's why I'm so blessed. I'm going to tell you guys, I'm blessed that I can be able to minister this over and over again. I'm blessed at that because I get a chance to hear it over and over again. I pray that some of you will share this with some other people because I'm blessed. As I minister, I have to keep it before my face because we have an enemy whose job is to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10 says, but the thief cometh not before to steal, to kill, and destroy. That's his mode of operation. Why do we be surprised? He said, I'm here to steal, kill, and destroy. When people walk out and operate in strong lust spirits, and they have strong lust spirits, and they just say they're highly natured. Some people say, I just got a high nature, they say. But they're operating out of sexual spirits. And those sexual spirits have attachments to them. They're out to kill, steal, and to destroy. People, they wager them at, if they embrace them, then all of a sudden people start getting sick. And it's almost like tentacles. It's like an octopus with a head on it. And those tentacles begin to try to come out in order to wrap around people and cause all kinds of problems to their bodies. So we have to recognize this. I see you, you foul, unclean spirit. I recognize you by the Spirit of God, by the discernment of the Holy Ghost. I rebuke every foul, unclean spirit of lust and all of its extensions, its attachments, its debilitations, because ultimately, because the enemy comes not before to steal and kill and destroy, the enemy wants to debilitate people. Don't you embrace that. That's for somebody today. Don't you embrace that lust spirit. If you feel a lust spirit, no, you ain't just out of nature. You ain't just out of sex. No, that's a lust spirit. And I rebuke it. I cut its head, its tail, its body parts off. I rebuke it from off you and anyone under my hearing today. Charge and command it to be subject to the name of Jesus and all of its extensions, its debilitations, the roots and the source and the voices from it in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. Yes, we must be qualified. And it comes by doing things over and over again. It comes by to get qualified and become a marksman in the Spirit of God. To be able to discern it, to be able to see. Yes, it's going to seem like I'm telling you, as I walk in the things of God, the reason we have to so know these weapons of our warfare in such a clear and concise manner is because when we begin to use those weapons, the disciples did, and we'll get to that part in a few minutes. There was a time when the disciples were trying to do what Jesus did. They knew it was possible. They'd seen God work in the midst of it, but they couldn't get that spirit to lead. And he said, then ask Jesus, why? could we not do it? Then Jesus gave one of the weapons of our warfare, which we'll get to. He said, this kind cometh out, but by prayer and fasting. Battle buddies, keep on praying with me now, because I hit something in the spirit for somebody. Keep on praying, battle buddies. Keep on praying, battle buddies. The Holy Ghost is exposing some things tonight. He's giving Luke 12, 2 and 3 moments. He don't want you to be nobody to be debilitated. Don't know why they hurting all down in their back and their leg. They don't know why they going through. Because somebody is waging a lust spirit at them. And they just thought it was just something. And all of a sudden they begin to experience debilitation. And so the God says, I'm taking care of this tonight so you can be free. You know, the word says is the mouth in Job is the mouth tasted food, so the ear will test the words that it hears. Go back to God and ask him, is this so? So we have four levels of marksmanship. Unqualified marksmen who don't qualify to even be able to shoot right as a soldier because they shoot less than what they should. Then we have marksmen who are able to shoot 160 plus, as we said. And so that's what God wants us to become, marksmen. He wants us to be able to become marksmen so that we can be able to come and stand against the things that the enemy would bring against us. He wants us to be sharpshooters and snipers in the name of Jesus. I rebuke anything around somebody's nose and behind in their nasal passages. I rebuke that from off of you. Charge and command to leave you and not return in Jesus' name. Oh, there it's lifting right now. And then he wants us to become experts in the things of God. Then the one says mastered. That means you'll be really proficient. You not just poo-poo this thing off and say, I heard that message about the weapons of our warfare. No, you begin to, and you have to keep on. I'm telling you, it's not just a one-time thing. We have to stand. There are times I wake up in the morning and one of my legs is hurting. I have to stand. I begin to continue on. Before I got online, things were attacking concerning my body and I had to take authority over it to lift up off of me. There are things that are happening. I'm discerning some things as I'm talking, even as a ministry now for people, that somebody under their arm has been going through under their arm, somebody behind the eye. I rebuke it from off of you in Jesus' name and charge and command it to leave you and not return. So we want to be, the Lord says by his spirit, that he wants us to become proficient. He wants us to not just listen to these weapons that we're getting ready to go over very quickly, but he wants us to become doers of the word. And not just hearers only. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And one of the things the Holy Spirit is saying unto me is that what the enemy tries to do, because remember, he seeks who he may devour. He tries to wear us down. He tries to make us believe, oh, you think the name of Jesus is going to mean anything? You think the name of Jesus is powerful? Let me show you something, he'll say. But remember when Jesus in Mark 11, when he spoke to that fig tree, he spoke to it. At that moment, it didn't seem like it dried up, but they saw it dried up from the roots. The moment the Holy Spirit said to make sure I say this to you, the moment, keep on doing what you know to do. Don't stop. You think about even the marksman. When the marksman didn't hit the mark, do you think he stopped? No. He kept shooting because he became proficient. And so when that pain hits the top of your head, you put your hand in there and say, in Jesus' name, I rebuke this pain from off of me in Jesus' name. Charge and command it in Jesus' name to leave me and not return. I rebuke that thing behind my sinuses in my spine. I rebuke you. Charge and command you to leave me and not return. Keep on doing it because the moment you begin to speak it out, the word, God's word begins to go to work as it did in Mark 11. If you have to go back to Mark 11 and read that over and over and over and over and over again, because there are things that immediately happen in the Word of God. There are things that will happen right now in the Word of God. And then there are things where they will happen and you'll look and see it. At that moment, the person began to amend. At that moment, recovery was taking place. You might not have been able to see it, but it was so. So let's go first to our first weapon of our warfare. The first weapon of our warfare that we're going to go over very quickly today is the name of Jesus Christ. Remember that Jesus, our commander-in-chief, the great head of the church, I want you to know that he has given us delegated authority and power to use his name. Say with me, Lord, I thank you. That's right. Lord, I thank you that you have given me, through Jesus Christ, delegated authority and power to use your name. Now, the scripture for that is Mark 16, verse 17. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe, Mark 16 and verse 17. He said, these are the signs that are going to follow those who believe in him. He said, in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. There are every believer. If you're a believer, this didn't say it just followed the pastor. It didn't follow the famous preacher. It says these are signs that follow every single believer. Jesus said, in my name. Now he's given us to a new place. He said, I've given you now delegated authority to use my name. That's what he said. And then he says, as they went forth and they preached everywhere, the Lord worked with them. God said, I'll work with you. He confirmed the word with signs following. Amen. Jesus reinstated man's God-given authority that was given to him in Genesis 1, verse 26 through 28. God made man and woman, male and female. He said, let them have dominion, that is power and authority. Man was made and born to rule and to reign. Revelation 5:10 says, we are made by God to be kings and priests through Jesus Christ. And that we are called to rule and to reign. Luke 10 and verse 19, Jesus said, behold, I've given to you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Then in Philippians 2, verse 9 through 11, it says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, that is Jesus Christ, and given Jesus a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in the heaven. If it's a thing, it's got to bow its knee to the name of Jesus, of things in heaven. I'm going to say that again. If it's a thing, it has to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. As soldiers of the Lord, we must know and understand and always remember that Jesus Christ is our commander in chief, the great head of the church in Ephesians 1:22. And in Ephesians 1, 17 through 23, it says, we see that as the great head of the church, Jesus is far above all principality, all power and might and dominion. And he has been given a name that is far above every name, that is name, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. As the captain of our salvation and as the captain of our faith, Jesus is our great example of how we're to use that delegated authority and power that was given unto us. Well, this is what Jesus would do. Jesus would rebuke a thing, and then he would give it a charge, a command, and an order. He's our example to follow. Matthew 4, verse 39 says, Jesus rebuked the wind and the waves and commanded and ordered them to be quiet and still. Hallelujah. Then in Mark 9, verse 17 through 27, Jesus rebuked that suicide and dumb and deaf spirit that had often thrown that little boy into the fire and into the waters to destroy him, and charged the commandment that spirit to come out of him and enter no more into him. In Mark 9:25, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. He did a simple thing. He rebuked it. God said, if we would resist the devil, I bind, rebuke, forbid, I arrest, I resist every spirit that would come against your body, on your neck, on your shoulders, in your head, every headache. I rebuke every headache. I resist it from off of you and rebuke it from off of you and charge it in Jesus' name to leave you and not return in the name of Jesus Christ. Then we saw that the disciples followed the example of Jesus Christ using the delegated authority of the name of Jesus to also rebuke a thing in the name of Jesus Christ. They would also give a charge. The disciples would a command and an order in the name of Jesus Christ. In Acts 3, 6 through 8, hallelujah, they said that strong faith in Jesus made the man that was healed and made him strong and completely well while everyone was watching. And there was another. So in Acts 3, 1 through 16, we also see that they use the delegated authority of Jesus' name, the name of Jesus. And that's what God is calling us to do. In Acts 16, 18, there was a woman following after Paul. And this she did many days. But Paul, he became greatly annoyed with her. And he turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. and he came out that very hour. Hallelujah. Then this is very important, and I'm going to say this to you. Listen if you can. Acts 3 and verse 16 says, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know, yea, the faith which is by him, have given this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. God says it's just not enough to know that we've been given delegated authority to use the name of Jesus, but he requires for us to have faith in that name. You've got to have faith that when you speak the name Jesus, every knee of things in the heaven and the earth and under the earth should bow its knee to the name of Jesus. I'm going to say this to you very quickly because I'm trying to aim at stopping in 10 minutes. So I'm trying to, because I've got others that I've got to go through, but I'm here to share this with you for a few seconds. Even when I first began in the things of God, there would be things that would be happening where a neighbor saw me coming home one day and called me because her son was having a grand mal seizure. And God brought me in there. I was going to try to use my medical expertise. And the Lord said, so you're going to use your medical expertise? He said, say, and he's having to lay my hands on that child in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus. And immediately that young man, he came out of that seizure. There was another time down at the playground, and the little girl had gotten her head caught in the bars, in these railings that were along the playground. And they had called the paramedics. They had called the fire department. And so when they couldn't get her out, some people say they came and ran and got me. And I was saying, well, Lord, what can I do? What are they calling me for? And so I went on down, but I know it wasn't about me. It was about him and me. So when I got down there, the Lord said, lay your hands on her in Jesus' name. And I laid my hands and said, in Jesus' name. That little girl, just like the little boy that had the seizure, when I laid my hands on him, he went totally limp. The seizure stopped and he peed on himself. Then the little girl at the park, immediately, it was like God put a muscle relaxer on them. And immediately she went limp, her head slipped out, and she peed on herself. Then there was one more time, because I'm watching my time, one more that I want to share with you is that when one of the young men in our complex where we used to live in a complex called The Village, and so he had been hit on his head with a boombox. And he had went earlier to the doctor, but he came back home. But when he got home, he passed away in the house. His rigor mortis had begun to set in. The vital fluids were coming out of his ears. And when this happened, they came and ran and got me. And it was like I had wings on my feet as I ran. I had to go to the car. They had stuffed him in a car. He was stiff as a board. But it was so many people in that car, they stuffed me behind them. And then the Lord said, just put your hands on either side of his head. And I said, in Jesus' name. And he was, oh, and the breath came back into him. I give glory and honor to God for the name that's above every name. We have to have faith in that name. And sometimes over the years, we can lose that, especially when we've been beat up or we've been going through a lot with the enemy. Sometimes the enemy will try to convince us that name does not work. But God said, remember, acting, put that in your spiritual pocket, Acts 3:16, like John 3:16, that we must have faith in his name, in the name of Jesus, but because that's the one that's going to work. In Jesus' name. Now, let's go very quickly because we're trying to get closed up here, and I don't have but about 7 minutes to go through here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's by choice because I don't want to keep you all too long. Glory to God. Then in the next weapon of our warfare, we went over the name of Jesus as one of the first weapons of our warfare. Then the blood of Jesus Christ. Revelation 12:11 says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. That's Revelations 12 and 11, verse of part A of that verse, because there's a part B, which is another weapon, which is they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. The old people said, the old sense of God said, the blood still works. Will you say with me, the blood still works. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ. It's a legal term, like in a court of law. When we plead the Fifth Amendment, that means we have the right not to incriminate ourselves in a court of law. When we plead the blood of Jesus Christ, we're saying that all that Jesus shed his blood for us belongs to us. Hallelujah. And contrary to anything that the enemy would bring, it cannot, it should not, and will not remain on us. Glory to God. So the blood of Jesus, I could go much more, I have much more scriptures in here. Hallelujah. But I'm just going to tell you, the blood of Jesus. The blood, we keep the blood because the blood still works. Glory to God. Say this, let's put that in operation. So we plead the blood. Say with me, we plead the blood of Jesus. Say that with me. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives, over our loved ones, our property, our vehicles, as we travel, on our jobs, in our schools, over our cities, states, over our country. And we thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus Christ speaking victory in every area. The blood of Jesus is our second weapon. The third weapon is the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. Not only is the word of God a part of our armor, but it is also one of the weapons of our warfare. Ephesians 6:17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. God's word is like a sharp two-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I could give you many scriptures. I have many scriptures here about the word of God. I'll give you just one more. Jeremiah 23:29 says, is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rocks in pieces? God's word is like a fire and like a hammer and like a sharp two-edged sword. God's word will work on our behalf. Our next weapon of our warfare is worship and praise. In 2 Chronicles 20:22, the word of God says, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. I want you to know today, you may be, listen carefully now, you may just be one praise away from your victory. Praise and worship is also an expression of our faith and trust in God. And many times, right before I move into anything, God begins to put a special worship and praise. I'll praise him in advance. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in advance. Let's just put that into operation. Say, thank you, Lord. That's right. Thank you, Jesus, in advance for what you're doing for me. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. We worship you in Jesus' name. So worship and praise. You may be just one praise away from your victory. Glory to God. As I said, because my time is short in doing this, I'm going over it kind of quickly. Now, our fifth weapon of our warfare is the prayer of agreement, Matthew 18:19. Again, we said, the word of God, Matthew 18:19 says, again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them, Father, which is in heaven. Again, the old people said, sometimes we got to double team up on the enemy. That's what you all did tonight. Because there was something coming. I mean, it was coming at me. It was coming at me in the spirit. And when you all begin to pray in the spirit, thank you, battle buddies. Thank you, battle buddies. He condemned the whole shot. Because as it said, someone, you know, sometimes we try to do this thing alone. We're not called to be long rangers. We're part of the body of Christ. And even in the army, every soldier has a battle buddy, has someone who has their back. We need battle buddies in the spirit because, again, we're not lone rangers. There's power in united prayer. Deuteronomy 32:30 says, how could one man pursue 1,000? How could two put 10,000 to flight unless their rock has sold and unless the Lord had given them up? As apostle says, and I'm going to see if I can get it right, one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000, three could put 100,000, four could put 1,000,000. By the time you get to seven people together, glory to God, that's a trillion to be put to flight. There's power in united prayer. I hear the Lord say to somebody tonight, don't you try to do that on your own. Yes, I know you're strong and you powerful. But he said, sometimes we've got to get somebody who can stand with us. Somebody that you trust will be on that same to be able to pray and has your back. God will give you battle buddies. Then the sixth weapon is intercession in other tongues, Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, but we don't know what we should pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. We saw this tonight because many of you went up in tongues. And as you did, that thing lifted up off of me. Hallelujah. So intercession in other tongues is one of the weapons. Number seven, the sowing of a special seed. I tell you that when Cornelius and the word of God in Acts 10:4, the word of God says that God saw his prayers and his giving, his alms. And he came up to God as a memorial. Glory to God. God will, in Genesis 8:22, God will always work with the seed. He said as long as the earth remains, there will always be seed time and there will always be harvest. And when we sow a seed, it comes up in God. God sees it. He saw that little woman that gave that little mite, and God blessed her. And God said, I'll work with the seed. Glory to God. So the sown of a special seed is one of the weapons of our warfare that can cause things to change. Some of you need to get some seed out. There's one scripture that talks about in Exodus, don't come before the Lord empty. Don't ever come before the Lord empty. Believe God for a seed, even if it's a penny, a dollar, a nickel, a dime. But come before the Lord. And some of you can come before the Lord with much more than that. For he said, the sowing of a seed. But get some seed out there for God to be able to bless you. Then eight is prayer with fasting. Remember what we said. It's 10 o'clock. I may need a couple of minutes more, but I'm almost on number eight. Prayer with fasting, Mark 9, verse 28 through 29. After Jesus had gone into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we drive it out? Jesus answered, this kind cannot come out except by prayer and fasting. Oh, beloved saints of God, as you begin to stand, and you may be using the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, intercessory prayer, worship and praise, you may be going and doing that, but still something is not moving. Then there are times when God will have you to fast. Precious God sisters, we fasted by the Spirit of the Lord with the help of the Lord all throughout the month of August. And as we did so, when she went back to work, God put her in a peaceful environment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've seen where God has had me fast with people. And on the last day of that fast, some people were let out of prison. Court cases have turned around. I want you to know there's some things that have come out only by prayer and with fasting. Then number nine. Our ninth weapon, our mouth is a special weapon. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Glory to God. I tell you, the mouth is said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. I remember after reading in Ezekiel the 37th chapter. And when we're reading, when you get a chance, read it in Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14. In there, God begins to take him out into a valley of dry bones. He carried him out there. He took him out. He showed him all around the bones, how they were scattered, dried out in a valley of depressed place. And then God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Can they come back to life? Well, Ezekiel could have been erudite and scholarly and said, to be able to give God an answer. But no, he said, Lord, you know. And then God began to tell him, he said, Lord, only you know the answer. And then God told him to prophesy. He told him to prophesy three times to those bones. Three times to those bones. The first one was, he told him, dry bones, listen to what the Lord is saying to you. And he began to tell him that he was going to, I will wrap you with muscles and skin and breathe life into you. Then you would know that I am God. But before he could finish speaking, there was a rattling noise, and as you know, who knows if you know this word very well, those muscles, those bones began to come together. But now there was a valley full of fully formed dead bodies laying around. They were back together. They were joined into bodies, but there was no breath into them. So the second thing he told him to prophesy, he said, now prophesy and say to the wind, the Lord God commands you to blow from every direction and to breathe life into these dead bones so they can live again. And as soon as Ezekiel said this, the wind blew among the bodies and they came back to life. They all stood up and there were enough to make a large army. Then he gave a third prophecy. And that started in, as you look in 11 and 12, glory to God. And the Lord told Ezekiel, now he said, they say, the people were saying, our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. They had no hope. They had no hope. Listen. This is for somebody tonight that's listening. The devil is trying to convince you that all hope is lost. But listen what God told us. He said, prophesy and tell them, I, the Lord God, in verse 12, promise to open your grave and set you free. I will bring you back to Israel. And when that happens, you will realize that I am the Lord. My spirit will give you breath and you will live again. I will bring you home and you will know that I've kept my promise. That's why I'm keeping my promise to you. Don't you worry about what nobody else is saying. Don't you worry about what they say or how they say. God wants us to be the prophets, the spokesperson over our own lives. That's what God wants us to be. I know I'm at 10:04. The spokesperson over our own lives and to speak in agreement with his word. And the tenth weapon of our warfare is the canopy of God's glory as a defense. God says in Isaiah 4 and verse 5, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, upon her assemblies, a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. upon all the glory shall be a defense. Glory to God. God's glory is a defense. It's a protection over us. That missionary who was over in the jungle and these huge mosquitoes that kept coming at him. And he said, Lord, what are we going to do about this, all these big old huge mosquitoes? And God said, pray the canopy of my glory as a defense and as a protection. Hallelujah. Pray the canopy of my glory as a defense and as a protection against these mosquitoes. If there's something that's coming against you, pray the canopy of God's glory as a defense and as a protection. And he said the mosquitoes would get close to him, and then they would leave. I'm a living witness of this. They fixed my front door, left it wide open, and something happened. And all of a sudden, there our ceiling was covered in the bathroom with mosquitoes. I've never seen so many mosquitoes in all my life. And then I began to pray the canopy of God's glory as a defense and protection against these mosquitoes. And then I would see that all my legs looked like they were tied to clown, but then they couldn't make no piercing. That was nobody but God. So as we close, and I'm getting ready to close, yes, I am, I want you to know we went over 10. I'm just going to say these with the scripture that comes. 11, we have more than 10 weapons of our warfare. Faith is also the weapon of our warfare. 1 John 5:4, for whatever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith is not only a shield, but it's a vital part of the army of God. But it's also one of the weapons of our warfare. 12, love is one of the weapons of our warfare. For our faith, the word of God says in Galatians 5:6, faith, our faith works and operates by love. Love is the operating system of faith. Number 13, peace is one of the weapons of our warfare because peace is our guard system. God says his peace that passes all understanding, take guard and keep guard over our hearts and our minds. And 14, a 14th weapon, testimony. Revelation 12:11, remember they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, but they also overcame by the word of their testimony. Don't keep your mouth, tell what God has done for you. That's number 14. It's one of the weapons of our warfare, our testimony. Number 15, our joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You got a little joy, you got a little strength. You got no joy, you got no strength. But if you got much joy, you'll have much strength. That's Nehemiah 8:10. Grace is one of the weapons of our warfare. And this is the last one I'll give. There are more. There are much, many more. But now it's 10:07. I want to wrap this up. Grace is a weapon. Grace is one of the weapons of our warfare because it's a mountain leveler. It's like a sonic blaster. God began to tell in Zechariah, he told the man of God, he said, begin to speak out and cry out, grace, grace, into that mountain. And then the word of God said it became a level plain. It flattened that thing. Every day, I do, as much as I can, I speak grace, grace over every part of the day. Do that with me. Let's do that last one. So, Lord, I speak grace, grace over my day and the brand new day which is to come, over my body, over my finances, over my relationships, and over my ministry, over everything. I speak grace, grace. And God said it's like a sonic blaster. Hallelujah. Great and mighty mountains, problems, oppositions, and troubles will bow its knee as we speak out grace, grace. So in summation tonight, as I close, this message we've been encouraging, this message going through on the fourth week, it is longer than any of the other weeks. I did not, because I didn't get to all 20, over 20. We have over 20. Rest is one of the weapons of our warfare, too, but I'll let you go and check that out. I won't go anymore. This message that we're encouraged to learn and become more proficient in the weapons of our warfare. Remember, again, that as soldiers in the army of God, God wants us to be doers of the word and not just hearers only, deceiving ourselves. We're reminded that as soldiers in the army of God that there is a war going on. And God does not want us to be in la-la land unaware that we have an enemy who's organized into ranks and that God has given us weapons of our warfare to resist and to stand victoriously against him. God wants us to become proficient in the use of those weapons of our warfare. He wants us to be proficient marksmen and ones that will go forth to do what he's called so that we will be able to stand victoriously in him. And my prayer as I close tonight is that those of you who are serious about standing victoriously as believers in Jesus Christ and soldiers in God's army, that you will become proficient in the use of the weapons of our warfare that God has given us. God bless each one of you today. I pray that I've tried to get to you by 10 o'clock. I made it after it's 10:10 now, and I'm turning it back over to Apostle Kizzy. God bless you all, and God bless you. Apostle.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody take a deep breath. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This was so good. I was sitting here like, you know, taking short breaths and keep it up. Hallelujah. So take a deep breath. Hallelujah. This is a very meaty word of God, hallelujah, that she gave us tonight by his spirit. And I want to say, if you were taking notes and you were scrambling to take notes and you didn't get as much as you wanted to, you can go back and listen to this, hallelujah, on our podcast. Just simply Google Gitim Radio, GITM Radio. And when you do that, it'll pull up, you know, Google will pull up, I think it's our last 5 broadcasts, and you should be able to see the Spiritual Warfare Boot Camp. Can go back to the, well, we did it last year, Pastor Price did it last year in September, and then she's doing it again this year in September. So you can just feast on all of that, and then take your time and take good notes, because you can download this and listen to it whenever you want to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor Price, just so much. You know, I've been listening to you for a while with the Spiritual Warfare Boot Camp, and I learn something every time. And it brings me to just to realize and put some dots together of things that have been happening to me and what God has been doing through me in spiritual warfare over these 30 years of ministry. So I just, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I thought of so much, especially as this, being proficient, being a marksman, I mean, that just really, really stood out to me, because there are some things that God would have me to pray for that, you know, it's kind of like I want to say an expert shooter or a master shooter by his spirit, where it just, the word just goes in right away and hits the bullseye, hits the mark. Right away, first prayer done. You know, and so there, and these are prayers that actually that I prayed for myself first. You know, prayed over myself first, and it began to work in me, and then I could pray for other people as well. Praise God. So, like you said, you know, you lay your hands on yourself and pray for yourself, hallelujah. And then, you know, once you see the word working, once we see the word working in us, then we can reach out and pray for others, and we'll see the word hit the bullseye, the target, every time in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Amen, amen. I see people have started pressing your number one key. We're going to open up the lines in just a moment. So I'm just going to say, just hold on. I believe that there are people who are listening to this broadcast, and they're like, yeah, I want to be a marksman. I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to use the weapons of our warfare. The first things first. Knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Because it's the Holy Spirit that brings all that back. You know, Pastor Price, she seemed to be going so fast. This is, and She had a lot to deliver in a short amount of time, and the Holy Ghost was guiding her every step of the way. And in order to have the Holy Ghost, first you need to have Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. And we want to give you the opportunity to do that right now before we go any further. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen. And then he tells us how to receive that love, how to receive him as our Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Hallelujah. And those who are saved already, you only have to pray it once to be saved. But I'm asking you to pray with us, to repeat it after us, because God has somebody for you to pray the prayer of salvation with today. Went to the grocery store on my way to the car today, a man got saved. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got to be ready to pray that prayer of salvation anytime, any place. Praise God. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. And now I know I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are indeed saved. God sees your heart. God knows your heart. God heard your prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to welcome you to the kingdom of God. We want to welcome you. Oh, you just become a child of God. You become the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. You have become born again. You're redeemed. Hallelujah. You're the church. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Hallelujah. You just got a serious identity in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And now you are in relationship. Hallelujah. So we pray right now over you in the name of Jesus that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to think right. When all those thoughts start going everywhere, the Holy Ghost will help you to think right. In the name of Jesus, power to read the word of God and to understand it. I hear some of you saying, well, I try to understand it. You're going to understand it now because the Lord's going to be there with you every time you read. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we thank you, Lord God, for even giving them power to pray in their prayer language. As we were doing today, Pastor Price was doing, we were doing it in the background, praying in the spirit. And then we saw the spiritual air be cleared in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so you'll be able to do that as well. You may be taking a shower one day and praising the Lord and your prayer language comes out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for that right now. We want to invite you to go to a Bible-believing church because we all need to learn. We all need to grow. Hallelujah. And the Lord wants you to learn and grow. There's a church around you somewhere that believes in the Word of God. Go to that church. Hallelujah. Get up on Sunday morning and go to church. Amen. And we also want to invite you to be a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. The Lord has designed these broadcasts to help us all learn and grow in the things of God. Hallelujah. So tonight is our Thursday night edition. And whereas right now we're doing spiritual warfare Thursday night edition for this start, this 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. Every Thursday. So this month we're doing spiritual warfare. Next month we'll be talking about another topic. Actually, we'll have another speaker who's going to be just very interesting. I'll tell you about him next week. But this month we are spiritual warfare boot camp. Hallelujah. So we have one more week, one more Thursday with Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Then on Sunday we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom McCoy is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And this Sunday coming up, I'll be speaking on the book of Job. Hallelujah. God reveals himself. Amen. So we'll be doing a series on that for a little while. But that's not every Sunday. God does something every Sunday with us differently. Praise God. And so join us on Sundays, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And I'm telling you, the Lord shows up here every Sunday. Glory to God. Mondays, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God every Monday, and that is 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine because it's around lunchtime, discovering God's hidden treasures. Amen. On Tuesdays, that is our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Glory to God. If you pray in tongues, you can come be one of the volunteers who prays for about 15 minutes at a time. Hallelujah. And then we have interpretation of tongues. That's when the Lord starts revealing his secrets to us. That's when he starts telling us things, giving us instructions. It is awesome, just awesome on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then every second Wednesday of the month, we have a healing service, and it's called Prophetic Healing, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Our next healing program will be on the second Wednesday in October, and that is October the 12th. So mark your calendars and set your cell phone alarms. The last time we met, there were 8 healings. In the month of August, there were 12 healings. God is healing even over the air. Praise God. Hallelujah. So come and get your healing. Glory to God. Amen. So that's our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. So we're learning and we're growing as God is speaking to us in an awesome way. Amen. So now we're going to open up our line. We always start with our dear Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to open a line for Pastor Mom and for Pastor Catherine. Praise God. Hope you guys are in a good place. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Ma'am, thank you so called me, because sometimes I'm asleep, but I didn't go to sleep tonight.
Oh, that's good, Mom. I love you, Mom, and thank God for you, Mama.
Oh, thank God for you, too.
Yes, ma'am. We always on the program here on Get 'Em. We pray for you first. Father God, we just thank you tonight for Pastor Mom. We thank you, Lord, for your special hand upon her life. We thank you now, Lord God, that we continue to stand. And thank you for Pastor Mom's complete healing, health, and wholeness. We speak to the root of all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, any memory loss, any long-term or short-term memory loss. We speak to it. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare over Mom and establish your word that by the stripes of Jesus, Mom is and word are healed, that she has power, love, and a sound and well-balanced mind. We thank you, Lord God, for healing. You said, let the weak say I'm strong. We decree and declare and establish that Mom is strong in you and in the power of your might in the name of Jesus, and that everything that is not of you has to bow its knee in Mom's body in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. We speak Jesus over Mom. We pray the canopy of your glory as a defense and protection over Mom against anything that's not of you, Lord God. And we thank you in advance, Lord God, that even as you kept Moses, Lord God, where his strength didn't abate, nor his eyesight abated, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in Pastor Mom's body and in her life in Jesus' name. Thank you for praying, Mama. Thank you, Lord, you gave us a mother who prayed for us, Lord God, and Lord God, and lived a life before us, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, now for every earthly blessing upon Pastor Mom, favor and special ability for what you call Mom to do. I hear you say, I speak grace, grace, grace over Pastor Mom from the top of her head to the soles of her feet and for all that pertaineth unto Pastor Mom. You know the very desires of her heart in Jesus' name, and we give you glory. Even in advance, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Pastor Mom. I love you.
God bless you, and thanks for praying for me.
You're welcome, Mom. Well, you're welcome.
Now, turn over to
the Pastor Catherine.
Praise God.
Welcome.
Oh, praise God. What a ride we had tonight. Glory to God. That was so good. I love the four levels of marksmanship, but I didn't get a chance to hear all your examples because I had to do something for Mama. But I did, as you were speaking at the end of one of them, I love to be one of to be the expert. Hallelujah, you know, I always want to be the
expert. Amen.
I want to be the expert. You said, keep on doing what you know to do. Keep on doing what you know to do.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you, and if we use these weapons of warfare that you've given us over and over and over again, hallelujah. And like you said, it might seem like it's not doing any good, but I tell you, there's been so many times that I've used these weapons that you have you been administering on. I'll tell you, many times it works. It works immediately. It always works.
Yes.
Sometimes it works fast, and sometimes it works, you know, slow. It seems it works slow, but God always come through. But just keep on doing what you know to do, and God will always come through. But I just want to tell you, thank you so much. Yes, what a blessing. And what a ride that we've had tonight. Take up so much time. I let somebody else speak, but I just want to tell you, thank you. What a great message tonight, Pastor Helen. Every time you, I know you mentioned on this boot camp, but every time you look like you always bring something new out. Make it all fresh. It's fresh. So thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Kathleen. Glory
to
God.
And thank you, Apostle, for just having us once again. Love you all.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Kathleen. I enjoyed the ride today, too. I enjoyed the stirring up. I enjoyed the fire. And I just received it. Hallelujah. Amen. And
Hallelujah.
I know we all do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you all to press your number one key. We have two who have done it already. I see you, Pastor Rodney, and I see you, Minister Rachel.
And anyone else, if the Lord is just leading you with a question, a comment, an encouragement, amen, a prayer request, a prophecy request, praise the Lord. Press your number one key. Amen. Get in the queue, and we'll open up your line. Praise God. And I would encourage you not to hesitate, but as soon as you hear the Lord say do it, go ahead and do it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We see a couple of new numbers on the line. Thank you, and we welcome you. Area code 917, we see you out there. So we haven't seen you before, I don't think, and so we praise God for you. Hallelujah. All right. Pastor Rodney, amen. Good to have you back this week as well. We're opening your line now, Pastor. Welcome.
Praise the Lord. We thank and praise God for our being here on tonight. Amen. Tonight, what I heard was a clarion call to formation. And when I was in the military, one thing that they taught us, they said, whoever is going to win the fight is not the one who's strongest, but the one who battle buddy come first. And I'm telling you tonight, I thank and praise God for you all on tonight, because tonight I felt like I was in the fight alone. Tonight, the devil tried to convince me there wasn't hope. Tonight, the spirit of anxiety came upon me. Tonight, the devil had just really been attacking me in my mind. But I thank God for my battle buddy picking me up in the spirit. Even as you were beginning to teach at the top of the lesson, the enemy wanted me to hang up this phone. But I'm telling you, we push through on tonight, and we thank and praise God so much for our battle buddies picking us up in the spirit. And that's how we have to be in prayer. We have to be sensitive to the move of God, not so caught up in the formation of teaching the word of God, but in the middle of teaching, you pick me up and began to rebuke the devil. And I thank and praise God for you tonight. God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Rodney, for saying that. Praise for sharing that, for being open and transparent and sharing that. Praise God. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Price?
I said amen. I don't know if you heard me when I said it.
Oh,
I was saying amen. Yeah, you didn't hear me. Well, as soon as he finished, I said, amen. Amen to what he said.
Okay.
I praise God. Something was going on tonight. And it was attack I could, by the Spirit, I could discern that something was going on. And then immediately when the Lord had me to open it up for each one of you all to begin to pray, I felt that thing lifting. I felt it lifting in Jesus' name. And I'm so glad you didn't hang up, because you're one of those, Pastor Rodney, you're one of those generals that are out there. But you got to have some battle buddies. We, not just you, me too. We all need somebody that can stand. We mostly, many times, carry the load, because God has us out there as ones who pray with other people. We're giving people the word. We're giving them advice. But then there comes a time when God says, now, I'm going to show you now. You need people too. You know, they said they have a thing talking about people. The world says people who need people. They talk about all the luckiest people. We're blessed. But it's that we know that God in us, we're part of the body of Christ. And so I just pray tonight that everything that needs to be done, that needs to be done, and not just your life, Pastor, but in all of our lives, that God would meet us at the point of our need, whatever that need might be. We come and we encourage so many hearts, but who just encourages our hearts? So we thank God for that, and I give glory to God. Okay, Apostle, I'm going to go back on mute. Glory to God.
Amen. And to Rodney, you know how we feel about you. Praise God. We know that God's hand is on you. We know by his spirit that there is so much potential in you. And God has a hope and a future for you. And that's why we have adopted you. And we're glad that you're back around us again. Amen. And hallelujah. And when we didn't see you or hear from you, we still prayed over you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We love
so,
you.
So glad to be back amongst you all. And I want to make it public that I want to thank and praise God so much for Pastor Catherine, that when the Lord called me to birth Rehoboth, that she opened up the doors of her church, praise God, and allowed me to come in and use her church as the birthing room. And we just thank and praise God so much for her. So much. We honor you so much, woman of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Rachel, praise God. Welcome.
Oh, God bless you all. Oh, yes. I am so grateful that, because we are accountable to God and accountable for each other. We are our brothers and sisters keeper, and I'm so glad that we are each other's battle buddies, keeping us up before the Lord, because, yes, we had to fight them days, and the enemy tried to bring up some old stuff, and I said, and I had to give the word, like Jesus gave the word in the wilderness. And I had to say, any man be against me, my life became new. I, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, I had to keep on, you know, keep on saying it till that thing left, and I thank God for the Lord having a woman of God being sensitive to the Spirit and praying. So that prayer, because we all need, I mean, I felt that, and I just like, thank you, Jesus, and God bless her. And I thank God for the yielding, that we totally yield to his will and his purpose at the right time, and that the breakthrough comes through. And it, you have, every prayer has touched everyone. God had multitasked on all of us. And some of us may admit it, some of us may not. Jesus touched us all, and I'm so grateful. He knew what was going on. He knew the battle that was at hand so that we might be able to stand, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, like she said. And I did remember because the Lord said that Mary of the just is blessed. I think she said, Pastor Catherine said at the time, keep on keeping on, keep on trucking. I was remembering something that she said. But it, yes, you got to stay consistent. And I got from that, just stay consistent in God. Stay consistent in his word. Consistent in who he is. Praising his holy name and everything. And singing unto him his word. And that is so true. You can sing his scriptures. And he'll give you the wonderful melody by his beautiful Holy Spirit. And just singing unto him. You begin to be catapulted into his throne room. Hallelujah. Where he see the precious blood of his dear son. And he just meet and every need and just strengthen our bodies and our minds, and he just keeps us, because today was a battle. I didn't know what the fiery trial was going to be, but when my daughter got back and she had got a gift from the job, the interview, oh my dear, we were sitting and chatting. I had my grandson in the chair, and I didn't know that he's a smart little blessing. Because my daughter, we had a really big huge carrot one time, and she just let him gnaw on it. And he couldn't bite it, even though he had gummed his teeth. So now that she had wanted to give him this thing, but it wasn't as hard as the carrot, but it was the same color as the carrot and a little bit fat like the carrot. But I think it was like 2 inches or something like that. But he started playing with it. We didn't think that he would bite it. Oh, my dear, I said it was Jesus that did it, not my technique, because he did train me into, you know, children's CPR and things like that. But I just grabbed it. Yes, I was called on the name of Jesus, and everything came up. It's like I did the Heimlich maneuver on my grandson, and he was breathing fine, playing. Afterwards, the whole orange thing came out of him. I said, thank you, Jesus. And God told me what would happen. I was in tears just thanking him. Thank you, God, that he is here today and playing. Hallelujah. I took that picture of him before that incident happened to show you that, and I was like, Lord, I just want to thank you that he's still here. And the devil is a liar. And Jesus is Lord. Always trying to pull something and try to use the kids against me, or try to put the devil know he's a liar. And Jesus is Lord. And Lord, keep reminding him, God is in control. Though you may come before the throne to try to vex us, his people, we're going to remain faithful because we know whose we are. Hallelujah. Yeah, we keep on keeping each other up before God. I love you all. Stay encouraged. And you're super close to Rodney. I'm always in God. Oh, I thank God for him and his family. Bless him. Bless him. Your living is not in vain, Pastor Rodney and Pastor Helen, all of us. Our living is not in vain because we're standing strong for Jesus, and Jesus is standing strong in us. We're becoming one in the Father because Jesus is one in the Father. Hallelujah. And Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh,
we should have shouted on that. Hey. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is awesome.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Minister Rachel. Praise God. And we thank God for some complete and total healing, health, and wholeness in the name of Jesus. God has given him a hope and a future. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And what God has spoken about him in the heavenlies, it shall be fulfilled on earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? Press your number one key. Hallelujah. Amen. That's for prayer requests, prophecy requests, comments, questions, encouragement. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'll continue to look to see if anyone presses your number one key. You know, sometimes number one doesn't press so well. But we'll kind of look at our board for a moment here. And we're going to continue on and have Pastor Price give us closing remarks and closing prayer. Glory to God. So good to see all of you here tonight. I'm going to give you a shout out here. Minister Carey, Reverend Treva, praise the Lord. Sister Debbie, Minister McAleen, so good to see you. Hallelujah. Hope all is well with you and your mom. And then Minister Camilla, good to see you again tonight. Glory to God. We have a few more 917 area code and a 618 area code. So God bless each and every one of you. Amen. So Pastor Price, give us closing remarks and closing prayer. I was trying to think if there's anything else I was supposed to say, but I think that's about it.
Glory to God. Glory to God, Apostle. I want to thank God.
Hold on, Pastor. I just realized what I was supposed to say. For those of you who would like to bless our dear Pastor Price, she does have a Cash App, and she has a PayPal. And her Cash App is $GloryToGod39. That's $Glory, G-L-O-R-Y, P-O-G-O-D, 39. So GloryToGod39 is her Cash App with a $ in the front. And then PayPal, her PayPal is at Helen Price Art. At Helen, the at ampersand sign, Helen, H-E-L-E-N, Price, P-R-I-C-E, Helen Price Art, at Helen Price Art. That's her PayPal. You can contact Pastor Helen Price at Helen.price, the number one, at gmail.com. So helen.price, the number one, at gmail.com. You can also listen to her on YouTube. She has a really great YouTube channel. And the YouTube channel is under Pastor Helen McCoy, M-C-C-O-Y, Price. So Helen McCoy Price on YouTube. That's where I do my reading through the Bible in a year. She put that out there about 6 years ago. And so I read through the Bible. I'm reading, parts of it every day. So I've read through the Bible 6 times in 6 years. And it's so easy. It makes it so easy because it reads it. It's a video that reads the dramatic reading from the Bible, and the words roll on the screen in front of you. Hallelujah. And so you can listen to, you know, sections of the Bible every day. Also, Psalms, Proverbs, and John. You can read all the Psalms, Proverbs, and John in 1 month together. So she has another playlist that you can go through that and read that as well. And then there's yet another one that goes through the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And you can read that every month, and that's 29 days that you can read all of that. So I really, my time, my reading time is doing that, you know, every day. And I would say that probably takes maybe about 45 minutes sometimes up to an hour. But I want to be saturated in the Word of God. I want to hear the Word of God as I get up in the morning. Sometimes I have to listen to it in the car or what, you know, because if I have to go somewhere. But I just, that's what I have chosen to do. And it's a beautiful thing to do. Amen. So, and there's so much more on her YouTube page as well. She also has a Facebook page. And is that Helen McCoy Price as well? Oh, God Favors Me. Helen,
yes.
God Favors Price. That's her Facebook page. So you can go on there, and it's always something that's encouraging from the Lord. Oh, also, I'm just saying so much because it's coming to me. Also, this spiritual warfare, she has these beautiful GIFs, you know, and it's short. There's, you know, the shorts that's about a minute long. And I think there's, what, about 40 of them out there? They
no,
have,
29.
Oh, it's 29? Okay. And it's
yes.
God showing her how to put these little movies together. And you get to hear, like, you know, maybe one point of the spiritual warfare boot camp, and you get to hear it for 1 minute. So if you need to go back there and do it like that, go to her YouTube page or her Facebook page, and you're able to find these. And, you know, just go through them as the Lord leads you, and you'll still learn and grow in that way as well. Praise God. Okay, Pastor Price, I'm going to let you give a closing remark, a closing prayer.
God bless you, Apostle, and thank you for sharing all that you shared today. Again, thank you for inviting me to do this boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare, because I believe that it'll be a blessing to others, but it's been also a blessing unto me. Thank you for all of those of you who commented. I appreciate every one of you all, and I ask God to meet every one of you at the point of your need, whatever that need might be, in Jesus' name, and help. Thank God, Minister Rachel, for what God did concerning your baby. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
It's just such a great blessing. And sometimes when just calling on that name, the name of Jesus, and I thank God for leading you what to do, and we give him glory and praise, and we give him honor. Tonight as we come, Father God, we just always want to come to you and tell you thank you. We appreciate you so much, Father God, for your good and goodness, your tender mercies, your amazing grace. Thank you, Father God, for being in our midst today, truly God in the midst. Thank you for being in the midst of us tonight. Thank you for ministering to our hearts by your Spirit, Father God, showing us what was on your heart and your mind tonight and how to do what you would have to do. I appreciate it, Father God. Thank you again, Lord God, for touching Apostle in her body. Continue to strengthen her. Thank you for her complete recovery. We give you praise and glory and honor. Thank you, Lord God, for all the men and women of God that were on this line tonight. I ask you, Lord God, that you would touch each one, encourage each heart, meet each one at the point of their need, whatever that need might be, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, Father God, we just pray that, Lord God, as the word has gone forth in our hearts, that you would continue, Lord God, to bring it forth, that we'll walk in it, Lord God, be doers of your word and not just hearers only, Lord God. Catalyze and catapult ones, Lord God. Even now, broaden everything in our lives so that we can be able to understand more what you're calling us to do as soldiers in your army. Again, I ask your blessings upon each one, and we dedicate each person to you in Jesus' name. And now I pray your word of a benediction. I pray two words of benediction, Lord God, because it's so special. You said, Lord God, that when we would decree and declare a thing, it would be established unto us. And so we decree and declare the benediction, even now from Ephesians 3:20. Lord God, we decree and declare that now unto you, Lord God, that is able to do exceedingly abundantly over and above whatever we could even expect, ask, or even think, according to your power that worketh in each and every one of us. We thank you for it now. And then we pray, Lord God, Jude, and this is so special, Lord God. I thank you for that. In Jude 1 and verse 24, I decree and declare now unto you, Lord God, that's able to keep us from falling, to present us faultless before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy. To you who art the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I know we've said the benediction, but this is what I hear the Lord saying, that someone is going through something with their bowels, and they wanted prayer for it, but they didn't want to say it on the line. The Lord says, I hear you, I hear you, I hear you. And before you go to bed tonight, your bowels will move easily in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You're my child. I'm concerned about everything that goes on with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you all, and have a blessed rest of the night. Love you.
Yes. Y'all tell the people.